by the way, there's a wonderful documentary out about them called Ice Warriors, USA Sled Hockey, and it tells the story of their road to glory, the sport that aided in their recovery, and that in many ways saved them, and that makes them feel normal, part of a team, one of the guys proud to represent their country. And one of the players on the U.S. team, Rico Roman, joins us. Rico, you know, after what happened with the other Olympic Games to the United States hockey team playing out of medal contention, do you guys feel any more pressure now to maybe come away with a medal or a gold?
I think so. I feel like, you know, the torch is passed to us, and we're actually, a lot of the guys that are on my team are returning from the Vancouver game where they won gold, so they're like almost like we're defending it. So we're definitely feeling the pressure, and we're going to give it all we got.
I might point out to everybody that Rico served in the United States Army, had his left knee amputated above or leg above the knee after an IED exploded on tour in Iraq in 2007. He received a Purple Heart for his military service, and he learned about sled hockey during Operation Comfort. Tell me what that is.
So they're a nonprofit group there in San Antonio that help injured veterans with different types of rehabilitation. They've got automotivation where guys can get together, war-injured veterans, and work on vehicles, as well as the sled hockey program, hard cycling, which that's what I started with them. It's a bike with three wheels, and you pedal with your arms. So they've got numerous different adaptive activities that they set up for the veterans to come out and try.
And if people don't know what sled hockey is, first of all, watch that documentary, Ice Warriors. It's murder ball on blades, so explain to everybody what they're talking about.
Pretty much, it's like football on the ice, I like to say. It's full contact. It's just like stand-up hockey. The only difference is we're in sleds, and we have two hockey sticks, and we're balancing on two hockey blades, and we have picks on the bottom of those sticks, and that's how we propel ourselves across the ice, kind of like cross-country skiing, and then you slide your hand down and try to hit the puck left or right-handed without getting your head knocked off.
You know, I'm just wondering, after you lost your leg and you came back from Iraq, tell me what those days were like after the explosion and everything, because I think that is a key time for our military servicemen and women who have been hurt in combat. Tell me a little bit of what it was like for you, Rico.
It was tough. I mean, The first thing I kept thinking about was my guys in my platoon and my squad that are still there, that were still in harm's way. I wasn't even focused on myself or my injuries at that particular time. I was just still worried and wanted to keep in contact with them and wanted to make sure that they were still good. You know, I was just constantly worried about them. So it was kind of tough being separated from them so abruptly.
And I would also assume that something like a sled hockey team, and especially representing the United States, that that's important more mentally and emotionally than just physically, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, to be a part of that, we had an all-veteran team here in, ran by Operation Comfort, and that locker room was something special. We had all different branches of service in there, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force. You know, we're all ragging on each other, and you had that sense of being on a team again, and so for me that was something special, and that's what made me stick with it.
One of the things I think people would be interested in is the spectrum of the age on the U.S. National Sled Hockey Team. Tell everybody about your teammates and how that is put together.
So we have guys from all over the country, just kind of like you do in the service. We've got different accents, like different music, different foods, and then we have all different ages as well, the oldest being 34, I believe, and the youngest, 15, but very mature, and we're just looking to go out there and hopefully repeat Vancouver and get another gold.
What is the key to success in sled hockey? What are you guys doing? What does Canada do and the other successful teams do that make them successful?
I think just playing as a team is number one. You know, we have some of the best talent on these teams. I mean, to get the best top players out of all the United States. These are the top sled hockey players, world-class athletes in their sport. And for all of us to just put our skills together and use them together as a team is how we hopefully bring back that goal.
And what is the adaptability that you and you guys, you know, your teammates have to have and have to do in order to be successful? What do you have to, you know, compared to a full-bodied person?
Well, you have to focus on more core exercises and your upper body, of course. And then also know how to not overwork those muscles and also give yourself time to rest, because that's how injuries happen, is when you overwork. But we've been working really hard. We've been so fortunate to go up to Colorado Springs and use a facility there at the Olympic Training Center. So it's just been amazing.
And strategy-wise, do you have to do something different strategy-wise playing sled hockey?
Well, the only difference is we can't go backwards in sled hockey, but pretty much the same rules apply. The only different rule is you can't come and hit somebody at a 90-degree angle with your sled. That would be T-boning. That's about the only difference.
Well, if you can't go back, then what happens? Does it turn over? I mean, how then, if the other team intercepts a pass or something, how do you guys just – do you just turn around and go back? What happens?
Pretty much. You're doing a lot of figure eights, and for our defense, I've got to play defense last season, you almost have to constantly be moving. You really can't stay still.
And I assume that the easiest position, in a sense, is probably the goalie's position, because he doesn't have to move very much. He just has to block shots.
Pretty much, yeah, but he has to move side to side. And with some of these great shooters out there, I mean, he's getting a workout.
You know, one of the things I've known, Rico, over the years, I've had a lot of friends in different sports in different ways, and I've had other Paralympics athletes who have become friends of mine. I've always found them, whether they be playing softball, baseball, whatever, basketball, I've always found them to have a unique sense of humor. Maybe you can help me with this. Maybe it's because you guys have gone through an awful lot together, but you guys have, in some cases, a sick sense of humor, but a funny sense of humor. Help me out here.
Oh, definitely. You know, like, I'm an amputee, I'm an above amputee, and I would tease a below the knee amputee and say, oh, that's just a paper cut, or that he's not really a real amputee. And then a double amputee would look at my leg and be like, oh, you're not a real amputee. So it's a lot of heckling. And then to top it off, if I leave my leg in the locker room, I'll come back and it'll be full of, like, Gatorade bottles and trash. So there's a lot of teasing and a lot of sick humor with our sport.
Tell me a little bit after, you know, you were trying to come back and getting yourself together. You know, you went through different stages, I'm sure, grieving, even depression to some degree. What was it that was most helpful to you in getting back and being a whole person again, Rico?
I would definitely say my family. I'm so fortunate to have a loving wife and two loving kids. And for me, it was just too easy for me to get back to work, because, you know, they look up to me and my kids. You know, I couldn't sit there feeling sorry for myself. They're my life. They motivate me so much. So I wanted to just get back to who I was as fast as I could for them. And also, like I said, that locker room, being around other veterans that shared some of the same things that I was going through, truly helped me so much in my recovery.
What do you expect Sochi to be like?
I expect it to be something out of this world. The guys explained the Paralympics to me like it's like nothing, no event that I've ever done. I've been to Worlds and I played a bunch of other sled hockey tournaments, but this tournament is the one this is the whole reason I've been on the team for four seasons now.
And so tell me, are other athletes going over on a charter flight with you? I mean, in other sports as well?
Yes, definitely. There'll be curling, skiing, I want to say biathlon, where they're shooting and skiing. So a bunch of other adaptive sports as well.
And I guess you pick up on the dichotomy here. I mean, here you are, a U.S. serviceman and somebody that fought in Iraq, and now you're going into Russia and in the history of the relationship between the United States and Russia. Does it kind of blow your mind a little bit, Rico?
It definitely does. You know, when I came into the service, it was still around that time frame. So it's an amazing trip to be able to go to Russia. I'm so excited. I'm definitely excited about going.
We've only got about a minute left, but tell me a little bit about your feeling about the team that's assembled and is going to represent the United States.
I'm just truly blessed to be a part of this team. I mean, these guys are true Americans, true fans of the sport of hockey, and just regular guys. Yes, they might have disabilities, but nobody looks at any of us as being disabled on the team. We just play hockey. We just do it a little different. And I'm so happy and so proud to be able to represent my country with these guys.
Well, I just want to speak on behalf of all Americans and say thank you not only for your service to your country, but also for representing your country so well. Please pass it on to the other guys on the team. And as you know, we're heard worldwide on the American Forces Network, so your fellow former soldiers and men and women in uniform are certainly listening tonight as well. Thanks a lot, Rico. Take care.
Thank you, guys, too.
Rico Roman with us, and he is going to be part of the U.S. team in Sochi for the Paralympic Games. He's on the sled hockey team, and many of these athletes are wounded vets, and some were in accidents while others were born disabled. All are inspiring. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show.